Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Following the arrest of 30-year-old Ryan Floyd yesterday, deputies remained at Floyd's residence in Garberville to search the property. That search turned up more than 100 pounds of dried marijuana, 4 grams of methamphetamine, in addition to meth found yesterday, a stolen trailer along with a stolen vehicle, thousands of rounds of ammunition of various calibers, high-capacity magazines, 20 ballistic vests, and numerous tactical holsters and empty rifle cases. The California Highway Patrol is assisting the sheriff's office in cataloging the vehicles found at Floyd's property as well, 40 altogether, to determine if any of those vehicles are listed as stolen. Arcata police responded to a report of a burglary yesterday afternoon at a residence on 8th Street in Arcata. The resident told officers that his workshop had been broken into and several items had been taken. Officers investigating the incident followed a trail of footprints leading from the workshop to a wooded area behind the residence and saw two suspects loading the stolen property into a vehicle. The two suspects, 31-year-old Waylon Flannery of Arcata and 37-year-old Carolyn Nelson of Arcata, were arrested. A search of their vehicle turned up 3 pounds of marijuana and a usable amount of meth. Both Flannery and Nelson were booked into county jail, and the stolen items were returned to their owner. Sheriff's deputies were called out to a residence in the 1100 block of Vista Drive in McKinleyville yesterday afternoon after receiving a report that a man had just been assaulted with a vehicle. Deputies learned that the victim had been in an altercation with his sister, 36-year-old Renee Soderberg, a transient who the victim allowed to sleep in his garage from time to time. The 39-year-old man told deputies that his sister had gotten angry with him after he told some of her friends to leave. The victim and witnesses then report that Soderberg got into her vehicle and slammed into the victim's truck at least 4 times, causing damage. Soderberg then fled the area and ditched her truck on Vista Drive before returning to the scene early this morning when she was arrested. And the search for a wanted felon continues. Stephen Walker has more.
On Tuesday, sheriff's deputies and state park rangers conducted a probation search at a residence connected with 41-year-old wanted felon David Silva. The officers were there to arrest Silva on 2 warrants, but he was not at home. A search of the property turned up a sawed-off shotgun, along with stolen items, including chainsaws and vehicles. Yesterday afternoon, deputies were back at the residence after Silva allegedly assaulted his 50-year-old female roommate, who told deputies she was awakened by Silva repeatedly punching her in the head and issuing threats. Silva fled before deputies arrived on scene, and now, in addition to warrants for possession of stolen items and a controlled substance, Silva is wanted for making terrorist threats, being a felon in possession of a firearm, and assault. Silva is an adult Native American male, 6 feet, 250 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. He is also heavily tattooed. Anyone with information about Silva is asked to contact the sheriff's office.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Yesterday, state Senate leaders outlined their proposals for more stringent gun and ammunition controls in California. At the federal level, Congressman Mike Thompson is heading up the Gun Violence Task Force, which has solicited public opinion on ways to improve gun safety. The task force issued a statement yesterday outlining 15 proposals to curb gun violence, including requiring a background check for every gun purchase, strengthening the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, reinstating the assault weapons ban, and outlawing high-capacity magazines. The task force also proposes reinstating funding for local law enforcement gun safety programs, cracking down on illegal gun sellers and straw purchasing methods, as well as ensuring that law-abiding gun owners can still exercise their Second Amendment rights. And the latest polling from the Public Policy Institute reveals that Californians not only support gun ownership by large margins, they also support more regulation of firearms and ammunition sales. 2/3 of the PPIC poll respondents say the government does not do enough to regulate who can purchase and own firearms, while just over 30% say the government has gone too far. Two-thirds support a ban on assault-style weapons, and when broken down by political affiliation, more than three-quarters of Democrats support more gun control laws, while just over 50% of Republicans oppose any more regulation. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.